Hey everyone, and welcome back. You are not gonna believe this.
What is it?
Get this. December 10th, 2024.
Okay.
It's a huge EE day for AI.
Oh, wow. Great.
Really. Everything's happening all at once. New releases, surprises. We even got a quantum computing breakthrough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're going on a deep dive into all the biggest stories.
That's good.
We've got a lot to cover. We're looking at the Daily AI Chronicle.
Okay.
That CNN article, remember that one about Google's quantum leap? And then some stuff from the pasted text.
Awesome.
Yeah, so get ready. I think there's going to be some serious aha moments today as we kind of unpack all of this stuff, the most impactful AI developments of the day, and figure out what they mean for everyone.
It is truly an exciting time to be following AI, I'll tell you
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
It's almost hard to keep up with the speed of all these advancements.
Yeah, it's changing so fast.
That's what makes this so fascinating, though.
It really is. Okay, so first up, OpenAI Sora.
All right.
Probably heard about this by now.
Yep.
It's not just about creating videos.
Right.
It's all the editing features that really have people buzzing, right?
I've heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, like imagine being able to remix a video with like a slider.
Yeah, or like build scenes, like you're working with a storyboard.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
wild.
It's a game changer, right?
Totally. I mean, talk about accessibility.
Yeah.
OpenAI is putting incredibly powerful tools in the hands of millions of their subscribers.
That's right.
People who may not have the technical expertise to use traditional video editing software.
Yeah. It's like everyone's got a mini Hollywood studio at their fingertips now.
It is.
But of course, we got to talk about the responsible AI side of things too,
For sure.
right? Those content restrictions, the watermarks, they're there for a reason.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting that they're excluding the EU, the UK, and China at launch.
It is.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, the global landscape of AI regulation is definitely something to watch.
Absolutely.
Different countries are approaching these ethical and societal questions in very different ways.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, shifting gears a little bit, let's talk about Google. They are not letting OpenAI steal the spotlight.
No, they're not.
Looks like their Gemini XP 1206 is topping the chatbot arena charts.
Oh, wow.
And here's the kicker. It can process and understand video.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, that's something we haven't really seen
I
before.
know, right?
That opens up a whole new realm of possibilities.
I love
Like, think about summarizing meeting recordings
it. Right.
or analyzing sports highlights or even real-time sign language translation.
Wow. That's incredible. And while we're on the subject of Google, they're making Gemini free to use, which is a pretty bold move, when you think about like OpenAI is raising prices for their top-tier models.
Yeah, it's a clear sign that accessibility is a key focus for Google. They want to make these powerful tools available to everyone, not just those who can afford it.
Right. Speaking of accessibility, let's talk about Meta's Llama 3.3. They've managed to create a model that's not only smaller, but way more efficient than its predecessor.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
And it's 10 times cheaper to run.
Wow. What have they done?
I know. Meta has achieved something pretty remarkable here.
Yeah.
They've managed to match the performance of that much larger Llama 3.1 model, but at a fraction of the cost.
That's huge for developers, especially for researchers,
Totally.
the ones who don't maybe don't have access to massive computing resources.
Yeah. So it sounds like Meta is really serious about making Llama the go-to AI assistant.
It does, yeah.
Remember that quote from Zuckerberg about it being the most used AI assistant in the world?
I do, yeah.
I mean, with 600 million active monthly users already, they're definitely on the right track.
And they're not slowing down either.
No.
Zuckerberg also teased Llama 4 coming in 2025.
Oh, wow.
This constant cycle of improvement and cost reduction is really driving the adoption of AI across so many industries.
It is. Okay, now for something a little
I
mysterious.
like a good mystery.
xAI's new image generator, Aurora. It popped up for a few hours and then it vanished.
What was that all about?
I know, right? It's definitely intriguing. Aurora seemed to be like a step up from their previous model.
Flux.
Yeah, in terms of photorealism. But then, poof, gone.
Just like that.
Just like that. Almost feels like a deliberate tease, Elon Musk mentioned something about it being a beta version, rapid improvements coming. But The fact that there were apparently no content restrictions, unlike OpenAI Sora, definitely raised some eyebrows.
For sure. It's a very different approach. And it makes you wonder about, you know, what is xAI's stance on AI safety?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this develops as Grok, with its integrated image generator, is now available to free tier X users.
Right.
The competition is getting fierce.
It really is. Okay, hold on tight. We're about to take a quantum leap. You remember that CNN article?
About
Google's quantum computing breakthrough?
Yes. Yes, the Willow chip.
Yeah.
It just achieved something incredible, solving a problem in just 5 minutes that would take a classical computer longer than the entire lifespan of the universe.
I know. I mean, you sent me some sources on quantum computing, but for those of us who aren't, you know, theoretical physicists,
right,
can you break this down? Like, what does this actually mean?
So imagine a computer that utilizes the principles of quantum mechanics to carry out calculations. It's not just working with ones and zeros.
Okay.
It's working with the bizarre world of quantum superpositions. This allows quantum computers to tackle problems that are simply impossible for traditional computers to solve.
We're talking about like potentially revolutionizing entire industries.
Absolutely. Well, think about the possibilities in AI research.
Okay.
Medicine, drug creation, even nuclear fusion. This breakthrough with the Willow chip could have a huge impact on all of those fields.
Huge.
Well,
okay. But doesn't this also raise concerns about cybersecurity?
It does.
Like, what happens if quantum computers can crack our current encryption system?
Yeah, that is a valid concern. It's one that security experts are already grappling with.
Right.
It's essential to be proactive in addressing the potential risks, you know, while also embracing the immense opportunities of this technology.
Yeah, it feels like we're on the verge of like a whole new era. It's pretty exciting.
It really is.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
right,
let's zoom back in on some of the other news from the AI world.
Yeah, sounds good.
Seems like there's something happening everywhere we look.
Everywhere you look, there's something going on.
I know.
Let's do a quick rundown. First, we have China investigating NVIDIA for potential anti-monopoly violations.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the geopolitical tensions surrounding AI are heating up.
They really are. And then there's Reddit. They're jumping into the chatbot game with Reddit Answers.
Wow.
Seems like everybody wants a piece of that pie these days.
They do.
And Microsoft Research is also making moves, launching Mars.
What's Mars?
It's a financial market simulation engine.
Interesting.
Yeah, powered by a large marketing model.
Mm-hmm.
This could have a significant impact on the world of finance.
Wow.
And then we can't forget about MovieNet.
Right.
That AI model that mimics the human brain to process videos more efficiently.
Pretty amazing stuff, right?
Yeah, it's another example of the incredible pace of innovation in the field of AI.
I know. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
A lot.
But we're just getting started.
We are.
Before we dive deeper into like what all of this means, what are your initial reactions to this like tidal wave of AI advancements?
I mean, it really is remarkable to see so much happening in a single day. That the volume of innovation is incredible. It's like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah.
But what's really striking me is like how accessible so much of this technology is becoming.
I know. Think back to just a few years ago, this level of AI sophistication was limited to research labs.
Yeah.
And tech companies.
Right.
Now we have millions of people gaining access to incredibly powerful tools for everything from, you know, video generation to image creation to text processing.
Right. It feels like we're at a turning point. Like it's yeah. democratizing creativity and problem solving on a scale we've never seen before.
And that brings up so many interesting questions about, you know, how this will impact things like work, education, entertainment,
yeah,
even our very understanding of intelligence itself.
Right. Okay, let's jump back into some of the specifics.
Okay.
Those editing features in Sora seem especially groundbreaking to me.
They really are something. The ability to remix a video with, you know, a simple slider or create complex scenes with a storyboard interface.
Nah.
It's incredibly intuitive. It's like they've taken the power of professional level video editing software.
Yeah.
And made it user friendly for everyone.
Right. It's almost like the Instagram filter moment for video.
Totally.
But on a much grander scale.
Right. Suddenly anyone can create high quality videos without, you know, needing years of experience.
Yeah.
Or expensive equipment.
Right.
Yeah.
And Sora can even generate videos based on existing images or videos. It's not just about creating from scratch.
Right. Exactly. You could take a still photo and turn it into an animation, or even remix a scene from your favorite movie.
Wow.
The possibilities are endless.
They really are. Which brings us back to that responsible AI side of things.
Yeah.
As these tools become more powerful and accessible, you know, we really need to think about how they're used.
Absolutely. We have to be mindful of the potential for misuse.
Yeah.
Particularly when it comes to things like deep fakes and the spread of misinformation. OpenAI's content restrictions and watermarks are a good first step, but it's an ongoing conversation that requires everyone to be involved.
Yeah.
Developers, policymakers, and the public alike.
Absolutely. Speaking of different approaches, Google's decision to make Gemini XP1206 free.
Right.
That's a pretty bold move.
It is.
Especially when you consider that OpenAI is raising their prices.
It is, yeah. It's a strategic move, that's for sure. By making their top-tier model freely available, Google is positioning themselves as the leader in AI accessibility.
Right.
It's a classic David versus Goliath scenario, you know, with Google playing the role of the underdog, challenging the established player.
I like that. And it's not just about price either.
No.
Gemini's ability to understand video content gives it a huge advantage over, you know, text-only models.
It's like having a research assistant who can watch and analyze, you know, hours of footage in seconds.
Right.
Imagine the implications for scientific research, market analysis, even intelligence gathering. That could revolutionize how we process information.
Absolutely. Okay, let's shift gears again. Talk about Meta's Llama 3.3. They've managed to create a model that's not only smaller and more efficient, but also much cheaper to run.
They've achieved a remarkable feat of engineering.
Yeah.
This new model matches the performance of the much larger Llama 3.1, but does so with much less computing power. It's like getting the same performance, but with better fuel efficiency.
And that efficiency is crucial as AI models become more complex and resource intensive.
Absolutely.
This is great news for developers and researchers who, you know, may not have access to the computing power of, you know, companies like Google or OpenAI.
It's another example of the democratization of AI.
Yeah.
It's a trend we're seeing across the board today, and it's a sign of how quickly the field is evolving.
It really is. With Zuckerberg stating his goal of making Llama the most used AI assistant, it seems like Meta's making a big bet on the future of, you know, conversational AI.
And they're not alone. Remember Reddit's own entry into the chatbot world with Reddit Answers?
You do, yeah.
It seems like every tech company wants to create the next big AI assistant.
It makes sense, though.
It does.
I mean, if you can create a truly helpful and engaging AI assistant, you can change the way people interact with, you know, information products.
Exactly.
Even each other.
It's about creating a seamless and personalized experience, you know, one that anticipates your needs and helps you navigate the increasingly complex digital world.
It really is. Okay, back to XAI and that mysterious disappearance of Aurora. Why do you think they pulled the plug so quickly?
It's hard to say for sure. Elon Musk did call it a beta version, which suggests they may have found some issues or decided it wasn't quite ready for, you know, for prime time.
But the fact that it seemed to have very few content restrictions compared to OpenAI Sora is interesting.
It is. It makes you wonder if XAI is intentionally taking a different approach to AI safety, or if they're simply more comfortable, you know, pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. It highlights that tension between, you know, innovation and responsibility that we've been discussing.
Totally.
It's a balancing act we have to figure out as a society.
It really is. There are no easy answers there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's circle back to Google's quantum computing breakthrough.
All right.
It's mind-boggling to think that, you know, we're on the cusp of a technological revolution.
I know.
That could change everything.
It could.
A Willow chip is a testament to human ingenuity and the relentless pursuit of scientific progress.
It really is.
It's a major achievement. But it also brings a lot of uncertainty. Like, how will quantum computing reshape our world?
Uh-huh.
What new possibilities will it unlock? and what challenges we need to overcome.
Those are questions we can't fully answer yet.
Right.
But one thing's for sure.
What's going
on? We're entering a new era of computing, one where the limits of what's possible are being redefined.
It's both exciting and a little daunting.
It is.
But that's the nature of progress, right?
It is.
It challenges our assumptions and forces us to adapt.
Exactly. We can't be afraid to embrace the unknown.
I love that. Okay. Before we get too philosophical,
right.
Let's touch on those other AI developments we mentioned earlier. China investigating NVIDIA,
right.
Reddit testing their chatbot, Microsoft launching that financial market simulation engine.
Right.
And then there's MovieNet, you know, that AI model that mimics the human brain to process videos more efficiently. It's a lot to take in.
It really is. And it underscores the fact that AI is no longer a niche technology. It's woven into every aspect of our lives, our phones, our cars, our homes, our workplaces.
Yeah. And its impact will only become more profound as AI continues to evolve.
Which leads to the big question.
Okay.
What does all of this mean for us? You know, the average person trying to understand this rapidly changing world.
That's what I'm wondering, too. What does it all mean?
I mean, it really is a lot to process. We've talked about some pretty mind-blowing advancements today.
Yeah.
And this is just one day in the AI world.
Just one day.
It's a real turning point, I think. We're seeing advancements in so many different areas. Video generation, conversational AI, even quantum computing.
Right.
And it's happening at a speed that's, like, hard to even grasp.
It really is. It's exciting.
Yeah.
But also a little intimidating.
It is.
I mean, what does this all mean for our everyday lives?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
There's no simple answer.
Right.
But I think it's important to remember that AI is ultimately a tool.
Okay.
It's up to us to decide how we use it.
Right.
And what kind of future we want to create with it.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we prepare ourselves for this AI-powered future? Any advice for our listeners?
Well, first and foremost, stay informed.
Okay.
Keep learning about AI, what it can do, what it can't do. Read articles, listen to podcasts like this one.
Right.
Most importantly, don't be afraid to ask questions. The more you understand about AI, the better equipped you'll be to, you know, navigate its impact on your life.
Right. So it's all about being proactive.
It is.
Not just sitting back and letting things happen.
Exactly. And be adaptable.
Okay.
The job market's already shifting as AI automates certain tasks. So be open to learning new skills. The key is to stay ahead of the curve and
yeah.
and find ways to leverage AI to enhance your existing skills and create new opportunities.
So it's not about, like, being replaced by AI.
Right.
But figuring out how to work with it.
It is.
How to make it work for you.
Exactly. AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It's up to us to ensure that it's developed and used in a way that benefits everyone.
Right.
Not just a select few.
I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, we've covered a lot of ground today, from Sora's, you know, incredible video editing capabilities to Google's groundbreaking quantum computing chip.
Yeah.
It's been a wild ride.
It really has. And it's just a glimpse of what's to come.
Right.
The world of AI is constantly evolving. Mm. And we're only at the beginning of this incredible journey.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into the latest AI advancements, I want to leave you with this thought. What role do you want to play in shaping the future of AI? Because the future is being written right now, and we all have a part to play.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
It really is.
So stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. The future of AI is in our hands.
That's a great point. Until next time, keep exploring.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. All this incredible potential, but also these big questions about, you know, what it means for all of us.
Absolutely. Like, how do we make sure AI is used for good? How do we stay ahead of the curve?
Right. How do we even begin to understand something that's changing so rapidly?
It can feel overwhelming for sure. But I think the key is to, you know, focus on what we can control.
Okay. I like that. So what can we control? What can we do?
Well, we can educate ourselves.
Right.
Stay curious. Ask questions. The more we understand about AI, the better equipped we'll be to navigate its impact on our lives.
Makes sense. So knowledge is power, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then we can adapt. The world is changing, the job market is changing, and we need to be ready to evolve with it.
So be flexible, learn new skills.
Precisely. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone.
So it's not just about understanding AI, it's about understanding ourselves too.
It is. Our own potential, our own adaptability, our own values.
I think that's a really powerful message.
And ultimately, you know, it's about using AI as a force for good, to solve problems, to create opportunities, to make the world a better place.
I love that. It's a reminder that, you know, even amidst all this technological advancement, the future is still in our hands.
It is. We have the power to shape it.
That's a great note to end on. Well, everyone, thanks for joining us on this incredible deep dive into the world of AI.
It's been a pleasure.
It really has. And remember, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. We'll see you next time.